David's Daily Digital Dollop 294. Is that the sound of your bedroom door in Hartlepool, David?
Yes, it is.
Well observed. And the title of today's Dollop is Bum's the Word. And the reason for that is because we've been in primary schools for the last 2 weeks in Lancashire. We've been writing songs about Lancashire history and about people in Lancashire. We've had some great days in schools over the last 2 weeks. There was one particular school that was a little bit strange. It was... But in the morning, we talked about a soldier from Lancashire, from Preston, where the school was based, who was shot in the First World War. He was rescuing some people, some civilians, essentially, and he was shot by a German gun. And we were telling this story, and we had his own personal letters to his family, to his wife, and there were some really moving things in there. And we thought we'd really got the tone. We'd really got the tone, and people seemed quite reflective, and it was all going really well. Because these personal letters were kind of... There was a bit in there where he was talking about he was in the trenches and he was thinking of his wife, and at one point, and there was like quite a few jokes in there. His humour really came through. And it's so odd reading these personal letters, because these were never meant for us. And so there's something very odd about thinking that we're reading this person's letter, who he wrote it, and it's very emotional, and he's writing it to his wife. And at one point, he's joking with her, and then at one point he says, "Can't wait to come home again, and hopefully, if I'm lucky, it will be soon." And we know that, obviously, he doesn't come home again. And then he says something like, "The thought of being without you, I have to stop writing now, because I can't go on with the letter. My eyes are full of tears, and I can barely control the pain." And you just think, what an absolute messed up world we live in, you know, kind of... Hey, it's a cheerful one today, isn't it, everybody? Oh, but, you know, it's sort of really, really harrowing. So I think the children were getting that. And so we said, right, so after break, we're going to write a song. And they all sort of filed out, and they were all... And the teacher was saying to us, you know, that's the quietest I've seen them, but in a good way. They're all engaged, and they're all thinking, and you can see the recognition in their eyes. And she said, you know, I've never seen them. Normally, they do like to play up a bit, but today, they've just been mesmerised. We thought, brilliant. We're going to have a great songwriting session after break. They have a 15-minute run around in the playground, and then 15 minutes later, they come back in. What we often do is we give them a first line or something, just as an idea, and then we get them to rhyme with that word. And then once they find the rhyme, they then work backwards. They go, well, does that rhyme make sense? If it does make sense, how might it fit? How might it follow the previous line so it scans? So it's a good exercise rather than just going, here's your first line, what's your next line? I think the kids had obviously been so saddened and stunned by the power of what we'd done before. But then it became apparent that we'd clearly lost them when we'd gone to break. Their silliness had clearly returned again with a vengeance. And we said, so, we're looking for a word for gun. I was shot by a German gun. What could we say? And I'm thinking, you know, maybe they could say something like, I had to go and rescue someone, or something about not being able to outrun, or just something like that, you know. So you think, well, that's how you kind of work it out. So we said, right, we're looking for rhymes for gun. Have a bit of a think, have a few seconds think. Right, okay, put your hands up. Let's hear some of these rhymes. So we go to someone, he's got a massive smile on his face, and we think, oh, brilliant, you know, the enthusiasm. It's great to see we've kept the enthusiasm here. Right, what have we got? And he says, bum. I'm like, yeah, I suppose, yeah, bum. You know, it does rhyme, but I'm not sure. Yeah, okay, that's an interesting one. What about you? And then point to somebody else. I was going to say bum as well. Okay, you were going to say bum. So then we go, oh, okay, next person. Yeah, I was going to say bum. We're trying to work out how we can make this work. How on earth are we going to make the word bum work? It's a bit ridiculous. And of course, they're all giggling now. We're like, you know, how is bum going to work? And I'm thinking, I'll say this and there'll be a bit of a, you know, they'll sort of go, oh yeah, bum doesn't work, does it? It clearly doesn't work. Right, we've had our fun. Fun. You see, that would work. We've had our fun, but enough of the bum. But it didn't. They started then coming up with stuff. We could say that he was shot in his big fat bum. And I'm like, well, yeah, we could. I mean, bearing in mind we're writing it from his viewpoint here. You know, we've got this great idea that we discussed 15 minutes ago about the fact that we were going to tell the story from his perspective using his letters, and these were going to be his final words. As he was dying, he was going to be talking to his wife in his head. This is what we decided. We're hardly going to say, I was shot by a German gun, it hit me in my big fat bum. Of course, I thought that was absolutely brilliant. So then they've all still got their hands up, and I'm like, right, okay, look. I said, look, we only want people who've got other rhymes than bum, so keep your hands up if you've got something else, and let's hear some of these other rhymes. And of course, everybody put their hands down. So it turned out everybody had the idea of bum. So everyone's hands go down, right. So then we had to start again with that one. And then it happened again the next time. It was something like, it breaks my heart to leave you. And it sort of said that in the letter. And of course, we thought that had poignance as well with the fact that he was now dying. So we thought, it breaks my heart to be leaving you. What have we got? And immediately everyone's hands went up. And as a joke, I said, right, and you can immediately put your hands down if your idea is poo. And 80% of the class put their hands down, all with a kind of a... Oh. I mean, I don't know what happened in that 15 minutes. They were really with us, and then all of a sudden they were like, oh, bum, poo. Let's have that, come on. Dear wife, I'm sorry, hun, but a German got me with his gun. He hit me in me big fat bum. Well, that's me buggered, that's me done. It breaks my heart to be leaving you. It hurts more than a massive poo. So that would have been their song if they'd been left to their own devices, I think. Fortunately, though, it wasn't. We got a good song in the end, and the kids kind of returned to normality. I think we might have to rethink Monday. We were going to do it about a famous Lancashire banker called Chuck, but, yeah, starting, I think that might not be the best idea. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. A quick dollop today, and I'll be back tomorrow for dollop 295. Goodbye.